Welcome to Open Spaces from Wyoming Public Radio News. I'm Melody Edwards.
And I'm Bob Beck. The Wyoming office of the American Civil Liberties Union is closing its doors permanently. The organization has been advocating for issues ranging from prison and juvenile justice reform to freedom of speech and LGBT rights since 1997 in the state. Their abrupt shutdown makes Wyoming the only state without an ACLU office. And as Wyoming Public Radio's Miles Bryan reports, it also leaves a big hole in the state's advocacy community.
Hey, I will.
Wyoming ACLU Director Linda Bird is packing up her small Cheyenne office between phone calls. She doesn't seem like somebody who just found out she lost her job.
The guy who used to be on the board called me to, commiserate. And he said, well, you could always just fly out to Las Vegas.
Still, for Bert and the couple of other ACLU staffers who call Wyoming home, it's been a rough week. Recently, the National ACLU told them that the organization was trimming its budget.
We had been told that those cuts weren't going to affect us.
But they heard something different last Monday.
At 9:30 in the morning, I was called and told that our office would be closing and that we would be laid off.
That call was as definitive as it was surprising. While every state has had an ACLU office, Wyoming was one of only a few that was entirely controlled by the National ACLU in New York. Bert says a big reason for that is nobody thought the office could survive on Wyoming dollars alone.
We're so small and we have such a small membership, so that would have always been a difficulty for us.
Bert says generally the Wyoming ACLU has had a good relationship with its New York parent, although there was some tension between the two this year over the state's failed religious freedom bill. The national group wanted to lobby aggressively against it. Bert and the state office preferred a softer approach, but they were overruled.
Our relationships are personal here. And when you have a big state, you may not have the kind of personal relationships that we have with legislators.
The National ACLU declined to comment for this story. Whatever the reason, Bert says the closing of Wyoming's ACLU office means that many of the state's most marginalized will be left without a voice.
At this point in time, when people are calling and saying, who can I call? Who can I talk to? Right now, I'm just saying nobody. I'm not aware of anybody.
For 15 years, the Wyoming ACLU advocated for things like better medical care and access to religious garments in state prisons, freedom of speech, and anti-discrimination protections for gay and lesbian workers. Bert and her staff had worked closely with state officials and legislators to accomplish their goals, but they stood out in that the people they worked for were often ignored by other policymakers. Marcia Shaner is the director of the Wyoming Trial Lawyers Association.
They know the legislature, they know our policymakers, they know our process, and they know our people. And often, if you are in the halls of the Capitol, ACLU will be the only voice on certain issues.
In conservative circles, the ACLU has often been seen as a far-left group, and the Wyoming office didn't always escape that stereotype. Steve Klein spent years at Wyoming Liberty, a free market think tank that in the past went toe-to-toe with the ACLU.
They obviously take some very controversial positions, some which I staunchly disagree with.
But the groups also work together on some issues. Most recently, they collaborated on a bill that would have made it illegal for police to seize property from people who are only suspected of a crime. Klein says even when he didn't agree with the Wyoming ACLU, their perspective and debate was good for the whole state.
They're always exhibited high standards of research and of civility, and it's just a huge loss.
That loss is personal for Alberto Enriquez. He runs the Hispanic ministry at St. Matthew's Church in Gillette, and recently he's been working with some families that, due to the language barrier, have had trouble getting social security numbers for children born in Wyoming.
Sometimes the Hispanic people, they don't know how to fill up the information completely, and they miss some information.
Enrique says when that happens, the local social security office asks for the parents to come in person, but many of them are undocumented and scared. Enrique says he's gone with them to try and help with the process, but he hasn't had much luck.
When I go there, they look at us in a bad way. We look like a foreign country.
That changed when Enrique called the ACLU. They reached out to the Social Security office and mediated with the families to get their American children Social Security numbers. But now Enrique is talking to another family with the same problem, and this time he doesn't know where to turn.
That's going to be difficult for us, and I'm sad because now I don't know where to start to helping these people.
Wyoming ACLU Director Linda Burt will stay in the office until the end of this month to tie up loose ends. After that, there will be one ACLU staffer left in the state working only on LGBT rights. She'll stay until her grant runs out in August. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Miles Bryant.